Congress shall make no law which in any way abridges freedom of speech. No law. Nothing. Don't do anything, Congress, House, and Senate, which in any way abridges the freedom of speech. You, the branches of government, and your agencies. No law, none whatsoever. Speak as you will, what you will, whether in word or print, without any infringement or any impediment by Congress or the federal government. None. But now comes the FCC, Obama-controlled, and with his specially appointed chairman of the FCC, Tom Wheeler, his man. The FCC, which regulates all things communication, is comprised of five members, three of whom are Democrats, and two are Republicans. The three Democrats are Obama-appointed, and although presumed to be fair and objective, in fact, follow the philosophies and the general beliefs of Barack Hussein Obama. Those three may well be ready to run a stealth attack against the First Amendment and free speech, no matter the Constitution. And to many, a certain kind of unilateralism at the FCC, even as their very own president does with his very own impunity. The FCC is about to thrust itself and consequently the federal government into the newsrooms of radio and television stations across the country. The FCC, now turned political, will implement what it calls the multi-market study of critical information needs. How about that title? Or CIN, Critical Information Needs. The FCC plans to send researchers to question and grill reporters and editors and station owners and station management regarding the process, the decision-making with respect to how the news is determined and consequently broadcast. Brother. A field task of this so-called unwarranted intrusion into the determination of news and consequently free speech will be held, first off, in Columbia, South Carolina, this very spring. Not content with an activist and aggressive and unwarranted action-taking Health and Human Services and IRS and FBI and the Justice Department and OSHA, just to name some, now Obama and company are intent upon using the FCC to accomplish their insidious control and abridgment purposes with respect to free speech. The purposes of the critical information needs studies are, says the FCC, to ferret out information from television and radio broadcasters about the process by which stories are selected for broadcast and how often stations cover critical information needs. The FCC will investigate perceived station bias. How about that? Perceived station bias. And who in the world is going to determine that? And perceived responsiveness to underserved populations. Is there any population in America that's underserved with all of the broadcasting and technology available today? Of course, this very FCC will form the questions, and it will determine, in their judgment, any so-called bias or underserving. How can they do that? In fact, the FCC will set the standards for what they believe to be critical information, whether or not radio and television stations are in agreement. The FCC has selected eight categories of critical information, which include, among other things, the environment, economic opportunities, and the like. It will further identify what it believes local newscasters should cover. Can you believe that? In other words, we will be forced to broadcast what they say. Obama and company will stop at nothing, it seems, to control speech, and especially any speech which he and his minions do not like. The FCC will ask station managers, news directors, journalists, television anchors, and on-air reporters about their very own news philosophy. Don't we all have one? And how the station ensures that the community gets critical information. The questioning, the grilling, as one FCC commissioner calls it, will ask for specifics about how editorial discretion is exercised, as well as the reasoning behind the decisions. Now get this, my fellow citizens. The FCC will tell the stations selected that the study and participation therein are, ready for this, voluntary. Voluntary, well, at least in theory. Answer the questions or not, as you wish. But can you imagine any broadcaster or station owner concerned with an FCC broadcast license, which can be renewed at the discretion of the FCC, turning down such a request? The mere implied threat of any further FCC action, including action direct or indirect on the FCC license, would in reality compel compliance, no matter the reserve of the broadcasters, don't you think? Sounds remarkably similar to me like the now defunct and old fairness doctrine. That horrendous and unconstitutional process required equal time for contrasting viewpoints on controversial issues. As you may remember, if you broadcast an hour of Rush Limbaugh, you had the FCC impose duty-requirement to broadcast an hour of Bill Maher. That imposition, that intrusion, that abridgment on free speech was eventually taken off the FCC books altogether in 2011. And for many years before, was never really enforced, not because the FCC felt it was unconstitutional, but because it was virtually impossible to enforce. The Fairness Doctrine led to lawsuits, so much so that in 1987, it was no longer enforced. But, says Republican FCC Commissioner Ajit Pai, the demise of the Fairness Doctrine has not deterred proponents of newsroom policing, and the critical information need study is a first step down the same dangerous path, says Commissioner Pai. The FCC, like so many of the Obama-controlled and dominated federal agencies, says that the study is merely an objective fact-finding mission, the results of which will become part of a report that the FCC must submit to Congress every 3 years. This report deals with, so it says, quote, eliminating barriers to entry for entrepreneurs and small business in the communications industry, end quote. Commissioner Pai calls such a claim, quote, peculiar, end of quote. And he goes on to state the following. How can the news judgments made by editors and station managers impede small business from entering the broadcast industry? End quote. Right on, Commissioner Pai. The critical information needs study, in fact, broadens and actually includes newspapers in such a study when the FCC has absolutely no authority to regulate the print media in any way, shape, or form. I simply find it astounding, absolutely unbelievable, the gall, the total disrespect, the run roughshod tactics of this president and now his liberal, radically motivated and activated FCC. How far will FCC go? These actions are done quietly, of course, some of them indirectly to some extent, and of course, most carefully. But this is a first step indeed toward abridging and controlling free speech, as Obama and his ilk would wish. Scary. Very scary stuff, my fellow Americans. Think conservative talk radio? For example, the FCC could interview me, a broadcast owner. They could ask why I have chosen, my bias at work, why I have chosen Christian programming to be broadcast on most of my radio stations. And they could go deeper and ask why I have chosen certain broadcasters with their own perceived bias, like denominational differences, like theological differences, and why I have chosen not to program competing points of view, theologically or otherwise. They could ask why, for example, I would choose to broadcast Turning Point with Dr. David Jeremiah and not follow that with a contrary point of view, such as Muslim programming promoting Islam. This august body, the FCC, could then determine that I am biased and that the programming, whether religious or news and content, was itself perceived to be bias, which this commission would love to see, could result in FCC action against me or the licenses of my broadcast stations. That could happen. I take this possibility, as James Roberts of Radio America has well said, as, quote, no idle threat. End quote. Here comes the FCC with the latest version of the Fairness Doctrine. And there is now a man at work at the FCC with the title of Chief Diversity Officer. His name is Mark Lloyd. Mark Lloyd. Remember that name well, my fellow Americans, for he, Mark Lloyd, and his perceived bias at the FCC may well have a profound and fundamental effect on Christian radio and conservative talk. Mark Lloyd was a senior fellow of the far-left and radical, ready for this, Center for American Progress. That organization was started and funded by no less the infamous and radical progressive and billionaire George Soros. That's right, George Soros. There is no more radical, destructive, anti-American in this world than George Soros. One only needs to hear the words of Mark Lloyd to understand that this latest FCC action is, in fact, no idle threat. Lloyd states the following, quote, "It should be clear by now that my focus here at the FCC is not freedom of speech or the press. This freedom is all too often an, ready for this, an exaggeration." Unquote, Mark Lloyd. Right there at the very heart of the FCC, free speech is an exaggeration. Oh, my soul, my fellow Americans. Here it comes again. Here comes Obama and company at the Constitution and right at the heart of the First Amendment. Mark Lloyd, who will run this unconstitutional and free speech impinging effort, thinks that freedom of speech is more often than not an exaggeration. In short, you and I are not entitled to the freedoms guaranteed by the First Amendment of the Constitution in unconditional terms. We're just not, no matter what the First Amendment says. It seems obvious to me as well that Mark Lloyd intends an attack on conservative radio, among other things. Lloyd co-authored a report entitled, "The Structural Imbalance of Political Talk Radio." The structural imbalance of political talk radio. Read, "Too much and too successful conservative talk radio." And Mark Lloyd in that report stated the following, quote, The gap between conservative and progressive talk radio is the result of the relaxation of ownership rules, including the requirement of local participation in management. Repeat, local participation in management. Here then comes the latest control tactic of the FCC and the new replacement for the Fairness Doctrine, and that will now be called localism. Localism. Localism, says James Roberts of Radio America, is simply, quote, a ruse to silence all conservative talk radio, end quote. The widely respected blog American Thinker describes localism as, quote, a war against conservative talk radio, end quote. Well, here it comes. And more. The late community organizer Saul Alinsky taught his followers to strike hard, from an unexpected direction, an approach known as Alinsky Jiu-Jitsu. Alinsky Jiu-Jitsu. Wow. Strike hard. Amazing word, is it not? Strike hard from an unexpected direction, like a news study. Like localism. And so goes the FCC with a critical information needs study. By the way, my fellow Americans, Barack Hussein Obama taught classes in Saul Alinsky's beliefs and methods at universities. Nobody knows Alinsky and his methods better than Obama. A rather amazing coincidence, don't you think? And there's even more insidious stuff at work. The ultra-leftist Media Action Center is working with the liberal news site, The Huffington Post, a very liberal news site, to get the FCC and their new chairman, Tom Wheeler, whom James Roberts called an Obama crony, to enact the now long defunct Zappel Doctrine. The Zappel Doctrine holds that when a broadcast station gives airtime to the supporters of one political candidate, they must give it to the opposition candidate as well. These so-called left-wing extremists are demanding that for every hour one hears Laura Ingraham, the very next hour must contain a Rachel Maddow-type programming. And even more from the Federal Communications Commission. There is now recommended for action in local communities the so-called, ready for this, community advisory boards. Community advisory boards. These boards will be appointed by the FCC with cooperation from the FEC, the Federal Election Committees, and will undoubtedly be comprised of liberals and radicals who will be able to do as much as possible to silence critics. Such boards may eventually even have the power to approve or veto programming they do not like or deem an abridgment in the radical definition of so-called free and fair speech, as, of course, they would interpret that. Interestingly, the concepts and the procedures will apply, at least in theory, to liberal broadcasters and station owners like the three networks, ABC, CBS, and NBC. You want to see bias at work, my fellow Americans? Tune in to any one of those three. But you can well imagine that there would be little control or interference exercised at that level. They will be presumed to be acting in the public interest and the brunt of any FCC action. Whether critical information needs study, localism, or community boards will come down hard on conservative and perhaps even Christian talk radio and the owners and the broadcasters who make that happen. These radical Obamaites play for keeps. They are hard and they are tough in their methods and methodology. Their tactics remind me of the words of President Obama said in Philadelphia during his campaign for president. Mr. Obama said the following, quote, "If they," that is the opposition, "if they bring a knife to the fight, we bring a gun," end quote. Wow. And localism is an unbelievable gun to the back of the head of freedom of speech and the precious First Amendment of the Constitution of the United States. It is just simply unbelievable, to me at least, that the Obama administration has such gall, radical gall, where virtually anything goes in order for this administration to accomplish its radical objectives. I'm going to stand up against it, and I hope you will. Is there any American anywhere who cannot see what is happening? Are we so involved with our lives or intimidated that we fail to recognize these unwarranted attacks on our Constitution and free speech, and we simply let this stuff happen? Have we lost our sense of patriotism? Have we lost our love for our freedoms and our way of life as guaranteed by our Constitution to the point where, through intimidation or otherwise, we do little or nothing to prevent this stuff from happening? Remember, the FCC has newspapers and print in its crosshairs with these so-called studies as well as broadcast. They're coming at you. If print comes under attack, you can be certain the internet is next. The internet is perhaps the freest form of expression where virtually anything goes. Blogs are everywhere, including incredible multiple expressions of free speech and individual thinking. That is the stuff, the backbone of America, where you and I can say anything we want at any time and distribute and disseminate that speech anywhere we wish. What a terrific medium for the people. If the Obama-driven FCC can in any way control, inhibit, or set standards for broadcast speech, it can do so for all speech, including the Internet. For you should never forget the words of Mark Lloyd, FCC Chief Diversity Officer, who said, quote, "This freedom of speech is all too often an exaggeration." An exaggeration, end quote. Well, the speech police are at work, my fellow Americans, and we should be well aware of their insidious tactics and objectives. You can help protect First Amendment rights and your rights to free speech as well as your fellow citizens. You can blog. You can communicate on the Internet. You can encourage others to do so. You can write Washington, D.C. You can call Washington, D.C., your congressmen and women, and you can even call the FCC, and you can write them. Why don't you write the FCC and tell them to back off in this unconstitutional endeavor called the Critical Information Needs Study? You can indeed contact the FCC, especially if you are from Columbia, South Carolina, where this unwarranted and unconstitutional first newsroom study and intrusion will occur. Tell them, hands off. Stay away from our First Amendment rights and do not in any way attempt to regulate speech, whether verbal or in print. We should promise the FCC, the local advisory boards, and the Tom Wheelers and Mark Lloyds of the world that we will fight them tooth and nail should they in any way attempt to trample or regulate our freedom of speech. You can do that no matter who you are, and you should. And of course, we can do the best of all in this fight. We can vote them out. We can vote them out. Let's vote these radicals out of office, beginning with a very special election year 2014. November is a critical time for America. Get ready for it even now. Vote these radical progressives out of office. Vote them out. Many states have federal senators up for election. Vote them out. This is our opportunity for change back. Change back from Obama change. We now have the opportunity to populate federal government with right-thinking, constitutionally driven men and women. I ask that you not miss that opportunity for change. Change back, my fellow Americans, for it may well be the beginning of change back, now or never.